he could whistle and the horse would come back. And he did come back, but it scared me so, because I knew I couldn't have done anything had the horse kept going.
Oh, yeah.
And the horse could have gone 100 miles and they would have gotten off.
There you'd be. I'm going to take you.
So, out-of-sighted horses were not for me, and I haven't been on one since then, my whole life.
Yeah. Well, let's see. What would you use it to carry water in? What do you call it thing you use to carry water in?
A bucket.
Okay, what would it be made of, typically?
Nah, galvanized steel. Okay. Part of it is made out of plastic.
Would you call it the same thing?
I probably wouldn't now. I'd probably call it a plastic pail.
That's interesting. Before, when you were a kid, would you call it a bucket or what?
I would call it a bucket. I picked up pail somewhere along in high school, I believe.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I use pail much. I use it for something. I can't think what it is. I guess it's a plastic. But not if it's just
bucket. No, it's just a bucket.
A bucket is a bucket.
Yeah, bucket's a bucket. And then you always have your water dipper. You have to have a dipper. That was the thing you drank the water out of.
Like what, long-handle thing?
Long-handle thing, and the dipper was usually made out of a granite type.
Yeah.
But it's metal, and actually, it's the same principle as the bathtubs are made out of. You know, you got your glass coat, and the granite was they used to make granite pots a lot. And always what would happen in granite pots was that they would chip on the inside, and particularly, like if you drop hitting real hard with a spoon or something. And while you were cooking them, and they had a tendency to hit the heat, would expand the metal, and it'd keep cracking the thing. You end up getting granite all in your in food sometimes.
Yeah.
That's what I remember bad about the granite pots.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, what are the kind of cooking utensils do you remember from
when you were a kid? Well, that was the kettle. The kettles they're making now, not like they used to be. All the kettles I remember as a kid were made of cast iron.
Big old things.
They'd hold about 3 or 4 quarts of water, more than I remember. It's almost 8 gallon, isn't it? They weren't that big.
Yeah.
It held a lot of water. And everybody had a big black skillet.
Yeah,
cast iron skillets. They were always black and greasy and dirty looking.
Yeah.
And if you don't keep them greased, they'll rust.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I heard you're not supposed to wash them.
Well, you have to wash them, but then the key to it. Well, the reason why most people are washing, and you wash the grease out of them and put them in the wherever you put them in the cabinet. And if you don't use the thing in due time, in a couple of days, it'll just start to rust. And it'll take you forever almost to get the rust out of the thing.
Sure.
So the key to it, if you're washing, is to grease it before you put it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Is there a difference between a skillet and a frying pan? Are they the same thing?
Well, we made a distinction. A skillet and a frying pan will do serve the same purpose. But then the skillet, as usual, to me, was a box.